open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. Everybody, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 117. Here in the studio today, myself, Matt, Chris, and Jubb is back on the show.
Howdy.
I don't know when good the last evening. Time it was this, us four, the family trio was on the
been a while
the show.
Before I went on vacation, good before evening. You guys went on vacation.
I haven't been on the show with Jubb in like fucking 5 weeks.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, it was me, you, Jeff, and it was us three and Jeff the last time I was on. We talked about.
Should have this all chronicled, but I don't think.
Where's Coach Ben? He's been missing in action.
Well, he had one day to be on today, and today could have been that day, and then he's going to be off for 16 weeks.
We'll see him around Lent season.
I don't know.
Well, it's not that he hates it. I think this is Red coming up on his nap time.
Wow.
He better readjust.
He's hitting. Yeah.
He's going to be rolling bocce for the next 16 weeks. Chris,
Chris. Well, let's hit on that real quick. Well, congratulations,
you're the champion.
Your championship.
And I was going to bring it up yesterday on the radio, but I thought now wasn't the time or the place. But the podcast, we're the champs and the great. I mean, it was I think like a 13-week season, the first half, and so we outlasted everybody, but we only got $40 more than the second place team. So
jeez,
it was well worth it.
Well, hey, it's a lot more glory,
right? But we have one bragging rights.
Yeah,
you can't put a monetary value on
that's
bragging rights.
Your season's longer than the MLB season.
It's terrible. Now we got 13 more weeks starting tomorrow.
You recoup $40 of beer money, basically, or a little bit more than that.
No, we're getting that at 90 apiece. Four,
okay.
Four guys.
Well, that'll pay for your drinks for a little while.
Yeah, it will. So
you got so you're official. You're first place of the Sons of Italy bocce
first half. Yes.
First so there's.
So and you know what? We did not occupy the top spot till the very last week.
That's
really?
Right. I heard you guys. Wow. It was an upward battle for us.
So now, are you in everybody's sights now? Are they coming for you?
I guess it's too much pressure for me. Christ, I swear to God, some of those nights I was going to fucking have a heart attack over dumb bocce.
Jeez. Is that mostly because of your partner? This guy's dad?
I would say there's probably somewhat of
no, because I tell you the one time he didn't play or twice. I think no, there was one. I think your dad had to miss twice. One time I missed as well. The other time though, because we always played the same end, and he wasn't there. And I was like, man, my soulmate's not here. Where the hell is he? And but we had a good fill in. I can't even remember if we. One. Oh no, we had weeks filled in,
and you guys won.
No, we split. Oh. I think, but I was bad.
But these guys know when coach comes home and they've lost.
Well, I know the temperament of the loss and the split and the win. I can tell the difference. Rarely do you guys ever lose two.
So
but
it's that demonstrative the difference.
Oh Jesus! If he loses two, the one time he lost, I think you guys lost two. Maybe last year or this.
Yeah, we didn't get. We never got swept this first half.
No.
But last year, I think.
Last
we
year, I think you guys.
By
lost
those ladies.
Too.
Remember the ladies that hadn't won a game all year.
They beat us.
He took out one real
he
hard.
He came home, and you would have thought like somebody died or somebody like the house was going up for sale or something. He went. I think he went right to bed.
Yeah, and you know I'm going to tell him this. I'm a little disappointed because last week when we played, the team we were going up against, Tommy Morgan and Adam Bodenberger. That's who we fought the whole
time. That's a top level team, man.
Yes. So they split, and both of those guys had been on vacation, so they had been drinking for a whole week. They were probably rusty. So they split the night before we played last Wednesday, I believe. So we knew exactly what we needed to do to win. So we had to sweep to win, and we did. But like your dad was just like, I thought we'd stay and drink some more beer, and he's like, well, I'm out of here. Like, geez. Like, it was kind of
wow.
Anti-climatic.
You thought he'd, like, get the Gatorade cooler shower
yeah,
and, like,
I mean,
celebrate?
You know, I just thought he'd be a little bit more excited
Yeah, and when he came home, he was still kind of – I mean, he wasn't thrilled. I thought, he sent us a text and let us know, but I thought it'd be like fireworks and parade and
well, he knows there's a second half coming.
That could be.
He's not satisfied.
He's not like the Phillies. He's not going to put on cruise control.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll get a shoulder injury or something. Or no, maybe a wrist, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Well, you're going to be going on vacation here soon, so you're going to be...
Well, I don't know, though. I'm only going to miss... Well, I won't even know if I'll miss.
Oh, you might... Well, I thought you guys play Wednesdays now. Or no,
no, just
do you take a cut for your salary when you go on vacation?
What do you mean?
Your bocce salary?
No, it's totally
commissioned. Oh, it's
commissioned. Fixed? Yeah, well, no, yeah, I got it fixed.
Oh, it's commissioned.
Right, so my commission
depending on success rate.
Right.
So if you broke it down, just say for 13 weeks and times by two, just say on average 2 hours a 2 hours a night. That's what 20. We'll just say 26. We'll round up to 30 hours I devoted to bocce in the first half, and I got $90.
That's $3 an hour.
Ooh, yeah. That's rough.
Not to mention, you know, the money you spend on beer and snacks.
How much are beers over there? $3?
I think they're two.
Two
and a quarter.
You could get get like 40 beers.
Is there a chance you're in the negative?
Yeah.
So you've drank far more than 40 beers that $90 would pay for.
Yeah, but now I'm signing up for drawings too.
Oh boy! Because you're a member. Man.
Yeah, so you know when I go in, that it's $650, you know, to sign up for all of them.
Well, you're a member at the Snake Club, at the Sons of Italy, at the Vets. Boy,
I know. I did. Enough's enough.
You're a real social.
Maybe the Sons of Italy is like a front for maybe they know you're going to be spending all your money over there, so they're.
I just want to go down to their damn pasta tonight. I still have a free certificate to go down there on Thursdays, and they say it's great.
But what is it? It's like spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti. And you get your choice of a meatball or meatballs or a piece of sausage and,
ooh,
I think, a salad and bread.
Well, that's right
they
up
say
here,
it's great.
Right in your wheelhouse.
And if you don't have, but if you go down there, I think it's like $10.
Jubb, do you think they could be a front for organized crime? Is that
I don't want to make any accusations, but I mean, it sounds like a lot of money is going into that place, and not much is coming out. So I, you know,
things coming out.
Believe what you
good
will. Yeah, it could be chopped,
wheeled out bodies.
Hey, check the meat in those meatballs.
Yeah. Just be careful where you're pointing your finger at.
Yeah, I'm going to start my car in the parking lot. It'll blow up.
No, it'll explode.
Chris starts looking down underneath when he gets in.
Checking his tires, like the wheel well.
Well, and the guys that we play, they're actually called the Sons of Italy. They're very nice guys. And
are they all Italian?
I think.
Because that's kind of like false advertising. If
they're Japanese.
I think three of them are. The other guy may not be.
Yamamoto,
but
Kawasaki.
We
Iwo Jima.
And Hideki.
Yeah.
Wang.
No, that's Chinese, Chris, but good try.
Wang.
Okay. Wait, so those guys, Wang, they are the Sons of Italy? Like Mr. Wang?
No.
Jubb
said it. Kawasaki.
Kawasaki. He asked if they were all Italian or the Sons of Italy, so I said, no, they're Japanese.
So now I started naming names, and he said Wang, and that doesn't belong.
That's like,
but could still represent Asia.
Moon is like a big name in Korea.
Yeah.
Well, but are there any private clubs around here called Sons of Japan?
No, Land of the Rising Sun. I don't know. I believe there is. There's not even Japanese restaurants around here.
What sport do they play?
No.
What sport would they play instead of bocce?
Japanese?
They
do sumo. Sumo, baseball.
Sumo.
Sumo, baseball. They do ping pong, and they do sword fighting.
Realistically, have you ever seen those guys play ping pong? The Japanese guys play ping pong? They are the most... it's got to be one of the most skilled. Obviously, you're not physically taxing your body, but I mean,
how about the guy with no arms? Play with,
there's
a guy
with his foot?
Racket in his mouth.
Who'd he play for?
He might not have been Chinese, but he was in Asia somewhere. Yeah, I saw.
You know,
I saw
some
a video.
Of the teams?
Well, I mean, he probably
there are
country,
ping pong teams.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are, but now the Olympics is coming up now, and
yeah.
With no arms.
I think it was
his,
a guy.
His name is he's from Egypt. Ibrahim Hamdatu.
There's no way he can be anything.
He said, started para table tennis to prove to his friends that nothing is impossible. A double arm amputee plays with a table tennis racket in his mouth and serves the ball using his right foot.
It's incredible. He tosses it up.
Hamdatu plays at international tournaments, a crowd gathers and photographs are taken.
Now, he would... I could have eight arms. He'd beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, he would fucking demolish me.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's cool, though. I'm good for that guy. I mean, that's an awful handicap to have. I think that's the worst handicap you could have.
I'll be honest with you.
Short of being a vegetable. I having both, no arms? Like, that is... That's the worst possible thing that you could have. No legs. I could handle. I mean, that would suck, but I could at least do something.
That
like,
is a nightmare. To
I mean, you couldn't write. You couldn't cook, but you could play ping pong.
And if fucking so, nuts. I always said if I was ever to lose a limb, I'd pray to God that it was from either my elbow down or my underneath my knee.
Right.
So like that's your best. Because then you're best because you have joint movement and you can get a
and with the prosthetics
cool
they have
prosthetic.
For legs now, you can do awesome. If you guys have ever seen that Joey Jones guy that's on Fox News, got a double amputee from military, blew up on a mine. He's got an awesome set of these like titanium legs and like he lives an awesome life.
But like if you get from the shoulder or the hip, then you're like you lose so much mobility.
The pirate,
be
you'd
tough.
Be like a pig leg.
That'd be really hard.
That'd be tough.
But I mean. If I lost both arms, I don't know what I would do. I mean, everything I thought about when I had my shoulder surgery, all the things that you don't realize what you do with an arm.
Yep.
I couldn't. I'd go into a depressive state because
I think
know
a lot of people
do
that though, Jubb. You're right. That happens.
Like all the fun
people
things.
Think they have no reason to live. That's what the guy said about proving to his friends he could play.
I thought about this morning. This is funny you say that. I was one of my biggest fears is lose my sight. Man, that terrifies me.
I would
hate that.
Would you rather lose your sight, your taste, your smell, or your hearing?
Do you say would I rather?
Yeah, what would be your top?
Sight would be my last choice.
Oh, yeah. I guess hearing wouldn't. I mean, I definitely want my sight over my hearing.
I'd rather lose my taste.
Smell, taste, hearing, sight.
Touch. You can put your hand on a burner and never feel anything.
Burn, I don't know whether
now, would you rather be blind and deaf? I guess pretty much that you can't hear or see. Or have both your arms gone.
Oh,
you had to make the choice.
Really hard.
Well, am I born with no ability to hear or see?
No, you were able to. And
like
you
I
lost it.
Like I lost it. Like a fire flashback.
Yeah, you're not Helen Keller, but you were.
Did I lose it both at the same time?
Yes.
Oh,
explosions.
And have cords.
Did think about how
that explosion made
actually,
you go
deaf. Here's what happened: you were cleaning the bathroom here at the station. And somehow you mixed the wrong two chemicals together, and there was a massive explosion. Blew out your eyes. You got hit in the face with part of the mirror, and your ears were gone because of the loud boom.
I thought you were going to say there was some sort of parasitic, like, brain-eating amoeba.
No, you mixed toilet duck and
Windex.
And with a touch of Ajax, and it exploded
up.
the whole deadly
explosion in history.
But it smelled delicious.
Yeah, nobody ever
the whole
used
city
it.
Smells good, but... I have no hands or feet. No, I'd probably take because I'd be in a panic. Well, even if you did have arms and you couldn't see or hear, what can you do? You wouldn't know.
Yeah,
you'd be
I think
like,
I'm,
you can feel your way around. But.
I'll be honest with you. I've recently been dealing with these ear infections and they won't go away. And my left ear was real clogged up this morning. And when you don't have your hearing, like my left ear was completely clogged up. You almost feel like you're in a bubble. Like
yeah,
you
your balance
start
is bad.
Your whole world starts to contract. So I don't know what I would do if I couldn't hear or see.
I'd take no arms. I think I'd rather because
I'd
still
a,
be able to just
that's
like,
a choice I don't ever want to have to make.
I know.
That's a
yeah.
fucking
at least
terrible
I could,
choice.
Like,
I could watch TV and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
you're right, Jared. That
oh,
that might
Jesus.
Sell
think
me.
Think about how
somebody
bored
could
you'd be.
I could run the Netflix remote with my teeth. Yeah, I gotta keep my eyes. I have to
think about how bored you would be.
What do you mean?
They build a,
if
just
you
like
had no,
your,
if you had no
a,
sight or hearing,
build a car for you that you could somehow drive
with
no
sight
arms?
Or hearing.
No.
You drive with your well. You can drive with your knees.
Maybe. That would be, I don't think. I mean, there's guys that have no leg usage that could have the pedal.
Well,
the
then
controls.
There's
I mean, Charles Krauthammer. If you remember him,
that'd
he couldn't.
Be cool.
He
there's
could drive
a
car
there's
with his,
some,
that guy from
the news guy. Yeah.
Oh, he passed. Over.
Yeah, yeah.
What was wrong with him?
He broke his neck in a. you laugh, you dick. He broke his neck in a swimming accident. Yeah, see, Charles is a hero. One of the most brilliant guys ever. This fucking asshole's laughing.
He's a monster.
No, I know. You didn't mean anything. He broke his neck in there, and then he's had so many health
complications. If you said he broke his leg, I wouldn't have laughed.
But
he broke
the
his neck.
Is,
broke his
but,
neck,
like,
and I, then lived in a wheelchair.
Have
as
you ever
life.
Seen that thing that they... Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There's a thing in cars now that you can blow in, and it starts the...
Yeah.
It, like, it's the ignition.
Yeah, I think he
so, like,
that.
You put that in your mouth, and you blow in it, and that's how you speed up and slow down.
I thought that was for a breathalyzer.
No.
Probably both.
Why not? Yeah, isn't it because if you like some people have to like have that?
That's that what's that called? It's yeah. got a name.
Ace had a breathalyzer for a while. Blow and go.
Yeah, he would be driving. I'd hear a beep going on. He'd say, "Chris, hold on, I gotta pull over."
That was a complication.
Oh yeah. He blowing that thing, he said, "Okay, I'm back now." Like every 15 minutes
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to do it while you're driving?
Yeah. Still, one of the worst stories I've ever heard is they remember they took that fucking dude. Who is that? Like Jay Haleski and a couple other guys were took a van or something that somebody had a DUI in it. And they had Ron Ross driving and having to blow, and he's like in his 80s.
Yeah.
And he was driving. Everybody
yeah.
was passed out. He had to blow in the blow-and-go
yeah,
thing.
They went down to like
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's got a blow in
his He's like 85 or
yeah.
something, and he's blowing in the blow-and-go. Jub just got hit in the head. See, that's
what
the gods getting
happened?
Mad at us. We
Tom Thumb
is pissed.
No. Tom Thumb
because Chris laughed at that poor paralyzed man.
Pity attack Jub.
Yeah, he went
he
after Jub.
Me.
Yeah. But no, those breathalyzers, jeez. Wouldn't
yeah,
that be
that,
awful?
No,
make the old guy have to do it.
Hold Tom.
Yeah,
Tommy
hold
Thumb.
Tom.
All right, Jared, where are we heading?
Yeah, hey, I wanted to hit this because I don't remember why I thought of this, but I was looking at the IMDb, the top 250 movies of all time.
Okay.
And I went into the top 10.
Guarantee you I
And
know
I wanted
one.
Well, so that's what I wanted to ask. I wanted to see if you guys could get the 10 out of the 10 to just start
oh,
like
geez.
10
out of the 10.
Yeah.
Fuck, if we get two, I'll be surprised.
So this is on like their rating. So the
this
number
is going
10,
back to the beginning of time.
Yes, the beginning of time. The so I'll give you a hint that number 10 is from 1966.
Oh, great.
1966, it's got an 8.8 star out of 10. But I mean, you don't have to start with 10.
Well,
1966 is like black and white, right?
This movie does have color. This has color. It is 2 hours and 58 minutes long.
Wow,
that's a long movie. But I guess you don't have to start there if you don't want. You could just give
well,
me.
Is
say,
there a plot?
I just
want
to just try to get one.
I'll
yeah.
say,
how about
so,
Gone
so,
with
yeah,
the Wind will
go,
be on
right.
there?
Yeah, so just let's go around. So, Chris, you start. What you
well,
name
I, that,
one.
That's the only thing I thought of.
Well,
right
my two would be Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz would be the yeah. two that I would guess that maybe would be on there. Maybe.
Neither of those are on.
What?
So this is really going to be
then
tough.
Better,
neither of them.
Trying to get
all right.
Who starred in the movie?
I got one. All right. The Godfather.
The Godfather. That is on here at number 2.
Okay.
The
Godfather
is at number 2 from 1972.
And
that's a 9.2
okay.
rating.
How about let me ask you this. Are there any if you know this, is there any Steven Spielberg movie on there? Or maybe that you think might be.
Yes,
okay.
I do believe that. Yes, yes.
So I would say maybe Jaws.
That's what I was gonna say too, but I
Jaws is not on the
okay.
list.
All right.
On
but
the
another
list.
Spielberg guys.
Duel.
I believe.
yeah.
Well, that's obviously number one.
I gotta make
the
sure.
The Human Centipede.
yeah. Oh yeah.
I gotta make sure that
Saw 6.
I gotta make sure I'm right on the Spielberg.
Yeah.
Because I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not
Fast
very,
and the Furious 10.
I'm not very good with the producers.
I would say that in my top 10 I would put
but
so
you
Shawshank
already have
Redemption.
You so you said what you already said
I
Godfather.
Said
that,
Godfather
that would be that's a
Shawshank
huge
Redemption.
Modern.
Shawshank Redemption number 1. That is
I,
the number
okay.
1 movie of all time.
I don't know if I agree with that but
9.3 right. out of 10. I got to make sure Spielberg's on here cuz I don't want to lead you astray.
That's
Matt.
All right. I am
so
hung up
you right
on
now
that.
You have 2. You have The Godfather
are there any
and Shawshank.
Are there
one
any
and two.
Modern movies like
yes.
That has come out in the past 10 years.
Yes. Yes.
10 years.
Avatar.
Wow.
Avatar is not on the list. This might be a little surprise to you guys.
It's
going to
be a shitty
on here.
Movie.
We need some
yes,
clues.
There's and a Spielberg.
Are there
movie
okay?
On here.
There's a Spielberg. Is there any movies that are sequels or obviously Godfather was?
Yes,
so yeah.
There
so
are,
how many of those
there
movies
are?
Have?
Two. There technically there's three. Technically, you could consider one another one, but there are two for sure.
Okay.
There are two for sure. And actually, both and
one
sequels,
was within 10 years.
Yes, and actually, their sequels are in are both they're on here.
So we have number one.
Are
and
the
two.
Sequels the same type of name as the
yes.
originals? Okay,
yes.
Okay.
But I will say the third one that I was saying is not.
Okay.
But it is within the
but
same
it is a
series. So right okay. now you have Shawshank at one. Godfather at two.
Please don't tell me any of these Marvel movies. I mean, they're not. They haven't
no.
been around long.
No.
Okay, good. Because
no
I mean, not that those aren't good. I like them, but they can't be in the top 10 of all time.
There are no
that's
Marvels.
That's too quick
not,
of a progression.
I'm not cheating. I'm looking up a movie that I think this guy was in that I'm going to get. If, I can't okay. remember the movie's name. I'm not. I'm,
Oppenheimer isn't up there, is it?
No, can't be
yet. It's just too.
Nothing.
How about?
I'll give you this hint. The earliest. The latest movie on here is from 2008.
Okay.
So there's nothing.
Oh,
super,
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
That's
number,
a good one.
Number three.
Okay, yeah. So that was one in the.
So
in
you've
the
got
series.
One, two, three right now.
Good job, Job.
Okay.
Those are all
nine,
logical.
Midnight
that's
Cowboy.
That's got a 9-star. No, that is not on the list. But you're
a
kind of in the ballpark of
so,
one of that.
So the
Butch
Dark.
Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
No.
Fuck. There's a,
so that one in 1966.
What's the one
we got no
Pet Sematary.
1966. That.
What's the one with
Is there a Clint Eastwood movie on
there? Is a Clint
Dirty
Eastwood.
Harry.
No, you're,
a handful
you're
of dollars.
Very close. You're very, very close. This is the one from
Gran
1966.
Torino.
No, the one from 1966.
Oh, one of the westerns. Got to be a western.
Yes.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. There we go. So you
right,
got four.
No,
there's
that?
Number 10. So you've got okay. 1, 2, 3, and 10.
What's the one? It's the bank robber movie with. Oh, fuck.
What, the
newer
one?
No. It's probably from the late 60s. It's got Faye Dunaway and the guy, he was a playboy. Man. He's a Warren Beatty.
Beatty, yeah.
What was that?
Oh, what the hell? That's got to be on there.
People are probably screaming right now.
What were the two? Shit, who were the two bank robbers? That girl
Scarface.
Oh, that's
Scarface
not
is not on here. I'll say there's one before 1966 on here.
Yes, I do.
There's one before 1966.
Oh, there's one pre-66?
The
Birds. 1957.
Is there any no Alfred Hitchcock?
I've never even heard of this
Breakfast
movie.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I've never... No.
The Breakfast Club.
I've never heard of this movie. You want me to give you
give
the director?
Give us some
stars. Henry Fonda.
Oh, that's...
Lee J. Cobb. Martin Balsam. This is a black and white movie. I've never heard of
it's
it.
It's a Wonderful
is there,
Life.
Yeah, is there a Christmas one on there?
No, not a
okay,
Christmas
no
movie.
Christmas.
I guess you probably guys will probably never get this. So I'll give you. You want me to give you the synopsis?
Yeah.
The jury in a New York City murder trial is frustrated by a single member whose skeptical cautions forces them to move to more carefully consider
witness protection program
the evidence before jumping to a hasty verdict.
Oh!
It's got a number in the name.
Seven.
No, it's got a number in the name. Again, I've never heard of this movie
from
1957.
Well, that was one I was thinking of, Chris, to Kill a Mockingbird, but
that wasn't
on there. Oh, man.
I'll try to give you...
I can't believe I you can't think of
that movie. Honestly,
I'm trying to look for
Warren
Beatty movies.
So we have 1, 2, 3, and 10.
1, 2, 3, and 10. I'll try to...
And do you think I've seen these, like all these, most of them?
Most of them, yeah. Two of them that... Absolutely, 100%. They are sequels to each other, and there's also another sequel you're missing.
Is there been who did Django? Who's that? Who's the director?
Tarantino.
Rocky.
There's a
Tarantino movie.
Django Unchained.
No.
Kill Bill.
You're missing a really big one.
No.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, yeah.
That's number 8. Pulp Fiction number 8 from 1994.
Tell me
that's an
fucking
8.9.
Titanic is not on that list.
Titanic is not on
no
the list.
No James Cameron movies?
I don't know.
And then Christopher Nolan, you had The Dark Knight. Was there any other of his movies on
Castaway.
There?
Castaway.
That's a good guess.
Castaway is not on here.
Tommy Hanks.
Forrest Gump.
That's
no, Forrest Gump not on here.
I hate that movie.
Forrest Gump not on here. There's a Spielberg movie you guys are missing.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Was the Warren Beatty movie you're thinking of.
Fucking
Faye Dunaway.
Actually,
fucking Bonnie.
I really like this movie. It's a very,
what is
very
it?
Good movie.
I missed. What is it?
It's a Spielberg movie you guys are missing. It's from 1993.
A military movie?
Yes.
Saving Private Ryan.
Well, technically it is. It's not really. I mean,
it's not Saving
it's
Private
a, it's,
Ryan?
No.
Oh, one? Schindler's List.
Schindler's List, number six.
What's that one
that's
movie
a nine.
That Oliver Stone did? Is it a military
So now you guys...
Well, there's
is
there JFK.
A movie? Is there a horror movie on there?
And then there's Thin Red Line. No, no, I know what you mean. Oliver Stone. Yeah, he did a military one.
Okay, so you guys have...
Give us a genre on number four.
So real quick, I'll go back through. You've got number one, Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Two, The Godfather. Three, The Dark Knight. Six, Schindler's List. Eight, Pulp Fiction. 10, The Good, Bad, The Ugly. So you're missing number 4, number 5,
all right,
7,
let's go
9.
To, let's work on number 4.
Yeah,
what
work
do we got?
On 4. What's the genre?
In the time or the date.
So the date, 1974, a 9 star out of 10.
We need
it's a 3-hour, 22-minute movie.
Holy hell. Crime?
Who's in it?
Crime.
French Connection.
It is. This is kind of. This is a tough one. Director Francis Ford
Coppola.
Coppola.
Oh, but this has got to be a.
Oh, shit.
So this isn't not
Johnny
in the,
Depp.
It's
in
not
it?
In the Godfather series. It's got to be another Godfather.
Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Godfather 2.
Oh, okay.
Godfather
boo.
2 is number 4.
Okay, there
tell
we go.
Tell me, 3 isn't in there.
No, 3 is not in here. So you've got
one.
The Godfathers out of there. All right,
so where
done.
Are we at? 5.
Number 5. This is the one from 1957.
Son of a woman.
That is a great movie.
It's a little late.
I just was thinking 19.
You want order? I'll show you how to order. Yeah. But no, this is the one from 1957. I might just give this to you guys because I don't.
Can you tell us the actor or actress?
Yeah, so I gave you
Fonda.
Martin
Henry.
Oh, Henry
Fonda, Lee J. Cobb, Martin Balsam.
This is the crime, the trial one.
Yes,
Time
written,
to Kill,
written by Reginald Rose, directed by Sidney Lumet.
I wonder if it was a book first.
Yeah. Is there a lot of words in the titles? Is it like one word title?
It is 3 words. One is a number.
Time to Kill.
Is the number 1?
The number is 12.
12 days, 12.
Chris, you gotta know this.
12
one.
Months.
12, how do we not know this?
12 hours later.
It was the year your dad was born.
It's the opposite of being happy.
12 sad hours.
Or I guess.
Wow, then
not,
I might not know.
I
never heard
not
of this.
Have it to us.
12 Angry Men.
Well, I mean, I've probably heard of that.
Right,
but
so
I really never,
that's
got a,
never would have got that.
That's number 5. Yeah. It's got a 19
right, we have
or
six,
9 rating.
What's 7?
We have 6. Number 7 is, this is going to be a surprise to you, Fantasy.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Good.
Number 7, Lord of the Rings, but which one?
The Fellowship of the Ring. Oh, no, Two Towers.
Two Towers.
No.
Return of the King?
Return of the King.
Really? Huh.
Return of the King is number 7. Jeez. From 2003, it's a 9.
So what do we have, we need?
So now you have, you just
eight,
have number 9.
Nine.
You just
oh,
have
just,
number 9.
Just number 9. Because
you got Pulp Fiction at 8.
Please.
Number 9. And I already said that there is a sequel. This is there's 2 sequels in here.
Wait, uh-oh. So there's another
so we got The Godfather.
Movie.
We knocked
Godfather
those out.
One.
We Dark Knight. Another Dark Knight.
Not Dark Knight.
Okay. So
you already said it.
Lord of the Rings?
Lord,
oh,
of the Rings.
Lord of the
Fellowship
Rings.
Of the Ring.
Yeah, okay. Fellowship of the Ring at number 9.
Wow, 2001 make it.
Yeah.
I mean, 8.9. I think there's some good ones on there, but you can't tell me that Jaws isn't in the
yeah,
top 10.
Yeah, I think, well, and I
mean,
think Jaws is so iconic.
Yeah,
like,
revolutionized everything.
I've never heard anybody sit down and go, man, I really want to watch 12 Angry Men.
You
right
guys
now.
Said you guys said a couple that
it's
just missed the top 10. Forrest Gump is at 11.
Oh, fuck that.
The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers is 12.
Yeah, those 3 movies were just on.
They were really good, yeah.
13, Fight Club.
Yeah, that's a good
14.
Wow. I didn't even think of that.
Fight Club,
14,
is that high?
Inception.
I mean, it's good. But, Inception's great. That's another Christopher Nolan.
Number 15, absolutely a great one to all of us.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire.
Right.
Empire at 15. 16, The Matrix.
Blech.
That's too high for that.
17, Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
18, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I figured that. I was
going
to guess
movie.
That one early.
I yeah. love that movie.
19 is 7, Jub.
That's a great movie.
What about The Deer Hunter?
What's in the box?
The Deer Hunter in there?
And then
it.
20,
what's
Jub, is Interstellar. Let me see if I can find
Interstellar's good.
Interstellar was so good.
The Deer Hunter. A New Hope is 29.
What's in the box?
Deer Hunter. I don't see that.
That was a weird movie.
But that was a let me see what 250 is.
What do you think Duel would be on the list?
Top like 50.
400.
Unranked.
What about No Country for Old Men?
That's a good one. Fantastic. That's, I just watched that recently.
Yeah. That's got to be in the top 50.
Because Josh Brolin, I love him in that movie because all he had to do was just leave that alone, yeah. And he had to pick it up.
Couldn't do
he
it.
Couldn't. Would you?
What movie were you guys talking about? Which one? Deer Hunter? And, well, and what else?
I guess Deer Hunter. No, we were just talking
no
about
country
No Country for Old Men. If Chris, if people aren't aware, the plot of the movie is one of the protagonists finds a bag of money, and then he takes the bag of money, and it leads him down this path of being chased and whatever. But if you saw a bag of money in a crime scene that's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in it, are you taking the bag?
Well, if I think about what happened in that movie, no. No, that was...
I always
was
like
a really good.
I don't know. Depends on where I'm at. I mean, if I found it in church,
yeah,
I wouldn't
take
it.
All those Mexicans were shot dead.
All dead. That one guy wanted a drink of water, and he gave it to him. But I couldn't do it. Especially if everybody was slaughtered, like because I knew something is bad here. Like something went wrong here, obviously. But I like the one scene, and we'll move on here, but he breaks into that hotel room, and those guys that are innocent, like he broke into the wrong room, and he just shoots that guy in the leg and blows his leg off. Yeah. And then the old guy that he pulls over on the side of the road, he does that air compress to the side to his forehead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the one guy, he was cleaning out the chicken out of the truck,
yeah.
And then he stole it, and I guess he is – presumed
yeah.
that he killed them.
Yeah, just put an air compressed bullet.
Chris, I looked. The Deer Hunter is 197 on this list. And amazingly, Jubb, above that at 195, Monsters, Inc.
That deserve. I think that.
I agree.
Movie. That was
I
a good
agree.
Movie.
I can agree with that.
You know what was a weird movie? I know you've seen it, Matt. It's like from the 90s, I think. Fargo.
Yeah,
I like that movie. Is that the one where he has
too.
To? Is that where he has to?
Steve Buscemi.
Fargo yeah. is on the list. 173.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm thinking of
the
something
Bridge
else.
On the River Kwai is also
that's
on there.
Champ's movie. He loves
like
it.
That one.
Oh yeah.
What? There was another one you asked about, Jubb, that was on there.
I don't.
Oh, No Country for Old Men. 148 is on here.
That should be in the.
Is that the Coen Brothers? No, who was it?
I don't know. Where's Dumb and Dumber? Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, I think we could probably.
That's one of the best. That's better than 25 or 50
wow.
at least of them movies.
How about this? Dune Part 2, the one that came out this year, is all the way up to 36.
Yeah, that's way too high.
But I mean, also, it's kind of inflated because it's got a lot
trendy.
Less. The Lion King at 37. Jubb and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is 38.
We could do a lot of readjustments.
No Indiana Jones movies on there?
Let's see.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh,
has
yeah.
to be.
Oh, man.
Indiana Jones, 118.
That's low. A top 25.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Is Raiders
it's
when he
Indiana
walks
Jones
across
and the Last Crusade.
Which one's the one when he walks across the Invisible Bridge? Because I always think about that
one. That's Temple of Doom. When they're leaving and they got to cross over the water?
No. When he's in the, it's like a gap and he closes his eyes and he has to trust.
Oh, when he's coming
there.
Out, when he's yeah.
Is that the one where he finds the goblet
inside the cave and he's leaving?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he finds the goblet and it's the old.
He picks it up and the thing's starting to.
Because what's his name? Because Jesus was a carpenter. He's a carpenter or something. Or
right.
Who, and he finds that old dirty cup.
Well, that one I think that was because he was looking for the Ark of the Covenant in the first one.
Which one was the one?
The
Holy Grail.
Was Last Crusade?
Because
is it the one with Sean Connery? Is that the one you're thinking of?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the Last Crusade.
He saves his dad.
Yes, that's it.
Because I always like that when the rich guy, the bad guy, goes in, he picks the best looking cup.
Right.
But Jesus was a carpenter, and he had it was just a little shitty little rotten cup. And I for some reason I always think
of that. Speaking
of
that, Monty Python and the Holy Grail is on this list.
It's
154.
It's not a
and
bad
I think
movie.
this is absolutely warranted too. Finding Nemo at 156. That's a great movie. I love that movie. Jubb, you know you remember the address?
Something Wallaby Way.
Shit, what is Wallaby Way, Sydney? What number? Fuck.
I
shit. it's gonna bother the hell out of me now. You gotta know that.
Fuck shit in hell.
I don't know.
No, what? Wallaby Way, Sydney. It's on the goggles.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm like Dory. I don't know.
You look up the number because it's gonna bother me.
Well, I'll look it up. You go move to our next topic.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. You look it up. I was gonna move to the next topic.
I thought you were looking.
No, but I thought since we're on the movies, we might as well do songs too at top 10.
Oh no,
because I think that's
gonna be tough.
I think we should. I know exactly, but this is from Rolling Stone. Yeah. We'll do the same thing. The top 10 songs of all time. It looks like.
I mean, there are substantially.
I'll give you genre.
Just do the top three.
Yeah, that's
top three.
Yeah. Top five. Yeah. Or
top.
What about top? Five. We'll do top five. Okay. We'll do top five. The top five. The first one starts in 1991. I'll give you the date.
P. Sherman 42.
While we Way Sydney. Fuck. P. Sherman 42. While we Way Sydney.
The fuck's that mean?
It's the address in Finding Nemo.
Oh.
P. Sherman 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Yeah, Chris, you should know that.
Okay, so the top five songs of all time, I'll have you guys guess them. Your first one in number five is from 1991. Number four is from 1965.
There you go, Chris.
Number three is from 1964.
Oh, Chris.
Number two, 1989.
Mm.
And number one, 1967. Holy shit. Wow.
BG's on that list.
That just caught me off guard, the number one.
Rock songs? Or are they
okay. Your number.
1991. Like that's
the 1991, this is a rock song.
And
this
is a group?
It is a group. It is a group from 1990.
Not Nirvana.
It is Nirvana.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
You fucking nailed that.
I don't know. I just hear that
Chris.
Always the top rated.
Come on, Chris.
Okay.
No, yeah, you're on a heater.
That's number one. Number four is from 1965. I would say it's a
group.
Not a group. Solo artist.
Woman.
Male.
65.
65.
What are
male.
His initials?
Paul McCartney?
Not Paul.
But they weren't. He wasn't a solo act. Then.
Not Paul. I would say it's more of like a folk rock.
Was the guy in a band before? Annie?
Bob Dylan?
No. Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Good guess.
Bob Dylan?
Blowing in the Wind.
No.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone, number
Chris.
Four.
He might have fucking more than one in there. I mean, I don't know.
Well, they had another one in the 60s. Two more in the 60s.
Next one. I don't even
Tell
know if
me
I've
the
ever
role of fucking Stones.
No, I don't even know if I've ever heard of this guy or heard of this song.
I take that back.
1964. It's a male solo artist.
Elvis.
No. Oh,
Jesus.
No, I don't know what songs he has. It's like number one.
Nothing but a hound dog.
America's first.
Hound dog.
Terrible fucking song.
Number two song of all time.
America's first great soul singer and one of the most successful pop acts in
Aretha
the nation.
Aretha Franklin.
No.
It's a man?
It is a man.
James Brown.
With 18 top 30 hits since 1957.
Jackie Wilson? No.
No.
Otis Redding.
Al
Talk
Yankovic.
Of the Bay. Talk of the Bay.
What struck blank was the challenge implicit in Dylan's anthem, Geez. Blank used white boy writing a song like that.
Jimi Hendrix?
No, not Jimmy.
Well, what do you mean not Jimmy? Is there another Hendrix?
No, it's not, I'm just saying
Ed.
Not Jimmy. Initials SC.
SC, Jesus Christ. Soup Campbell. SC.
Steve?
And he's
not Steve.
Steve Carlton.
No, Steve. Say Stevie Wonder.
I've never even heard of this guy, I'll be honest. I'll play it for you.
No, I mean you get it immediately.
Yeah, I know I'm saying, but like this it'll be the reveal.
SC.
SC. It's going to hit you like a truck, Chris.
Yeah, it will.
SC. Steve Collins. I was born. Oh my God! I know. Oh shit! I was born by the river. Oh shit! All right. We're gonna get copyright strike.
We'll be banned in Russia.
Oh my!
I'm no help here because I've probably only ever heard that song twice.
You're not gonna get it.
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
A change is
gonna come. Oh yes, it will.
Bye. No. Sam Cooke.
Damn it!
Sam Cooke.
I sing that in the car
the
all the time.
Come.
I always get
number
him and,
three.
Him
I love
Jackie
that song.
Wilson mixed
God,
up.
That's a good song.
Okay. Number two. Again, I don't know if I've ever heard of this. 1989. I believe it's a group. Yeah, it's a group. It is a group. I don't know if I should give you the right.
Are they famous? Like, are they a big group?
What year? 1989?
I've never even heard of this group.
ABBA.
1989.
Alphaville.
I got to find the... I don't even know what the genre is.
Crowded House.
Yo-Yo Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah. Okay, I'll read the Chuck D once likened Fight the Power. Oh, that's the song. Fight the Power.
Wait, like the
Fight the Power is the song name.
It's like NWA?
Fight the Power.
Public Enemy?
Public Enemy.
Yeah.
There you go. That's who it is. Yeah. I couldn't think of that. Yeah. Wow. I was never thinking along that, but 89.
That's two.
Public Enemy. Wow.
That's number
Chuck
two
D.
of all time.
Yeah. Fight. I got to even like, I just want to hear a blip of this.
That's number two of all time.
Insanity.
Oh boy,
that's insanity.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Who is the Raiders of this? What was the
Rolling Stone?
Oh well, they put that terrorist on the cover of their magazine that one time.
Yeah.
So
does Rolling Stone have anything to do with the actual band anymore?
No, not,
I don't think
no,
so.
Nothing. They were never connected.
Never.
Okay, and then your number one song of all time from Rolling Stone.
No.
Number one.
Well, which ones? Let's review.
Wait,
what
so
we
Teen
got.
Spirit? Okay. Teen Spirit wasn't number one.
No, that was five.
Oh,
that was
five.
I thought it was
one.
So number five, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Four, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Three, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. Two, Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
What a
that one.
Number one, Jubb. You actually already said the
Blueberry
name.
Blueberry Hill.
No. No.
I said
it
the name already?
You already said...
What year?
You already said her name.
Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, number one
Find
song
out
of
what
time.
It means to me.
1967.
I disagree with that, and all I right. love Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
man, that's,
boy.
That's a...
Oh.
Everybody wants to party with Aretha.
Wow.
Let us know what you think. What song do you think would be number one? Don't put, like, fucking...
The Hokey Pokey.
Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah. Well, that's a good Christmas
song. That is
song.
A good song.
I think mine would be the duel theme. When he's going up that hill. When he's driving up the hill and his radiator.
Who wrote
radiator,
that?
And it's on that clicking sound. Probably Hans Zimmer.
Yeah. Oh,
John Williams.
But
all right, music and movies out of the way.
Music and movies. There
well,
you go.
Well, speaking of music, what about the girl last night singing the anthem? Did you guys talk about that on the radio?
So we talked about
it briefly. We hit it briefly.
So I played a little bit of it, and then we found out the news.
Well, I was watching it, and Derek had just come downstairs, and he stopped and looked, and he said, "Who's that singing?" And I said, "I don't know." And I said to him, because during the NHL playoffs, we were watching it when Edmonton was playing at home, and they showed some guy singing, and the whole crowd sings. He's like, he really liked that guy. And then last night he saw this girl, and he's like, God, she's terrible. And so I thought, well, I felt bad for her, but I thought it was really odd that she was a four-time nominee, a
Grammy
nominee.
Yeah.
And so I saw somebody online today kind of, you know, being real critical. And then like an hour later, I get a text from you guys, somebody that said she's –
Yeah, she checked herself into rehab.
Yeah, checked herself into rehab.
How old is this girl?
Probably late
20s,
maybe?
She can't be much more older than you guys.
Yeah, right at their age, probably.
Well, I thought about it.
I'm
going to
look up.
Like,
but she said rehab was going to be fun.
She said, I've heard
rehab was
fun.
Which is a weird way to end the
call. Now, is she...
she's 32.
Is it alcohol?
She said. I thought drugs for sure.
I just thought to myself, well, if she's going to be on a national stage like that, did she just spend all day drinking by herself?
Right.
I don't think if we were all together and we would be like, okay, well, Jubb, you're singing tonight at 8:00. Here, have a double Jack and Coke.
Yeah, she chugged the whole bottle of Tito's.
Well, I have heard.
No,
of
I don't know.
Oh,
just saying.
Oh, I just didn't know the backstory to it.
Do you think that she?
I mean, I felt bad for her after I found.
So.
It.
Good.
No. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, so how drunk do you think that she was? Like, really? How?
Like, she did she should have taken a.
Like, I thought she was. Chris, I thought she was high.
Chris, did you see what she said?
No, I didn't.
She said, "I'm not gonna bullshit y'all. I was drunk last night." She wrote, "I'm checking myself into a facility today to help get the help that I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans in this country I love so much for the rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun."
Well, I guess at least she's honest.
I want to know what she drank. I want
to
ask
me,
her.
I don't know. She broke
through with her single "More Hearts Than Mine" in 2019,
which I know that song.
And her studio albums "Ladylike" and "Good Person." She opened on tours including Keith Urban's 2022 tour, headlined some of her own. Her father Brad was a strength and conditioning coach for the Detroit Tigers, Colorado Rockies, New York Mets, and University of Michigan.
I don't know. Maybe there is a problem there, because I wouldn't think that, like, that you would get that inebriated before going out in front of 50,000 and then however many people are watching on TV, and she was dreadful from the start.
And it's not like she hasn't been in front of a crowd before.
Right. She's an entertainer, so.
No, I mean, I have no idea.
Well, let's hope she gets the help she needs. Then. Yeah. That was bad.
I mean,
she's got 2 million monthly listeners on Spotify. That's probably gone up, I'm sure, good bit after
people
last
wanted
night.
To compare and see if she's really that awful.
Yeah, well.
Best of luck to you there. I don't remember your name.
She flubbed that one.
Ingrid. All right. Yeah.
Go for it, Ingrid. Let us know how it turns out.
Man.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
Chris, what do you got? You got something to talk about?
These guys probably don't know who he is, but did you see the story about Terrell Davis?
No.
Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
Terrell Davis, Hall of Fame running back for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Career cut short by injuries. Okay, so this story broke yesterday. He was flying on a United Airlines flight from wherever back to California. So the beverage cart service comes through, and he was there with his wife and two children, two sons and a daughter, and he tapped, and it was a male, flight attendant, whatever.
Okay.
Stewardess.
One of his sons requested a cup of ice.
Right.
This guy either didn't hear him or just totally ignored the kid.
Okay.
And Terrell Davis kind of reached behind him and just tapped him and said,
to get his attention. Right.
The guy yells at him and says, "Don't hit me."
Okay.
So they're still obviously mid-flight. So he never sees the guy. He never has any more interaction with the flight attendant. And they land wherever in California and Orange County. And once they landed, they told everybody to stay in their seats, and they bring local authorities and FBI guys to come on the fucking plane.
FBI. As we got a presidential candidate getting shot.
And they put him in handcuffs and remove him from the flight.
In front of his family.
That's real?
Yeah.
That sounds like that scene from Anger Management.
It was terrible. And that, he's a class act.
Yeah, no.
He's a good guy.
Where the hell are all the people coming to his defense? Fuck, if it was George Floyd, they'd be fucking yelling about it.
Where's the stewardess or the whatever his name is? Is he commenting on it?
According to Davis, he just said, I was and remain humiliated, embarrassed, powerless, and angry. And so once they got him off the plane, he told his story, and obviously he didn't do anything wrong. But I like this. United Airlines said this is clearly not the kind of travel experience we strive to provide. And they They went out of their way. They said, we reached out to Davis's team and to apologize.
Oh,
to him.
Thanks.
I'd sue the fuck out of that airline. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Fuck.
How about the lady that got thrown off for misidentifying one of those fucking trannies on there? She said she called either a guy, a girl, or ma'am, or a mister, and they stopped the fucking plane and threw her off with her kid, like her young child.
Because she just she didn't.
But because it was obviously like, I think it was a man dressing as a woman, and she called it sir, and she's now the bad person for doing that. I'm sorry, that's just outrageous.
Yeah, right. Well, and you know, getting back to this Davis thing real quick, like I don't know what the process is, how they would. Do they make a call to the captain and say,
I don't know.
I
think that's the procedure. I think so. Yeah.
And so then as they approach and
they ground and they make sure everything's.
I would sue them for that. That to me is just ridiculous.
Was there a racial element to it?
They did fire that person.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, wow.
I just read it.
At least that they realized that there was
There was never any mention of the color of that flight attendant, but that's. I don't give a fuck what.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's
I just find it amazing that, like, usually when a minority is mistreated like that, usually there's people shouting from the fucking rooftops about it, but not in this case. Because this guy's Terrell Davis, I'm like you said, he's a really upstanding guy.
I don't get it. Man. Just to tap on.
I didn't even hear the story.
Yeah, I didn't know that happened either.
I figured you knew.
I didn't hear it all.
Well, at least that dickhead got fired.
Yeah, fuck him.
But it's just awful. I mean, just to tap him and say, hey, my son would like some ice. And
then take it that far. Don't hit me.
No, I did. I don't know. Maybe I was a DEI hire, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Just what we need. A mess.
Yeah, just like
a fucking mess.
Yeah, it's terrible. But I don't know. It's awful. And well, one other thing. When you were talking about not having any arms job. That would even if you didn't, you would still be shooting the same percentage from three as Bronny James.
Because he airball.
Well, we were talking on the radio yesterday, and so obviously last night, which was Monday night, he had another game and they lost. They're 0-4 when he's played, 0-5 overall. He went. Did you see? He was 1-for-5 last night. 2 points, had like a couple rebounds, a block. So he went 0-for-3 again from 3-point land. So he's averaging 4.5 and points a game, and he's 0-for-15.
Oh man,
from 3-point
range. It's impossible,
man.
I mean, come on.
But
0-for-15 from three
in five games.
Oh man,
but Matt,
that's tough.
Noticed? Have you seen the narrative on these ESPN, the analysts, that they're still trying to like pump up his defense, and he's doing and he's getting blown. He's not even doing that well on defense.
Yeah, it's actually quite embarrassing to even show highlights of it on Sports.
I think
you can't do it. You got to put a stop. I don't care if LeBron never comes on your channel again. Who cares? Like, you got to put a stop to that.
Yes, this
guy should be playing in the TBT. Yeah. He probably couldn't even make USC's TBT team.
And you're right. You were right that you said on the radio yesterday. He probably. Wouldn't be MEC Player of the Year.
I said that at the club. I am very confident in saying if that guy played in the Mountain East Conference as he is right now, he would not be Mountain East Player of the Year, and he probably wouldn't even be first team.
Don Bolden's better than him.
Yes. 100%. I've seen hundreds of guys better than him.
Was better, yeah.
I could go through a whole state and Salem roster and AB and all these many better players than anything
awful.
you'll ever see out of that guy.
I mean,
that's a really good way you put it, Matt.
I'd love to see him. I'm not certain that he's better than Dale Bonner that was played for Fairmont and then played at Baylor and then played at Ohio State. I don't even think he's as good as him.
Shit, Bryce Butler, who won
yeah,
the
right.
MEC,
there's another guy.
Bryce is better than
him. I'm telling you, I've seen him hundreds. So is Chris.
That's a great
hundreds
never
of guys.
Even, I literally never even thought
that would about never
that.
Get that chance because their name's not Bronny James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
God, they'd kill for it too. I'm convinced that there's guys
that's
we've seen
really,
that
really,
could have made the NBA.
I don't
if
really
they got
don't think he would be the player of the year that he see. Well, I don't know. Point Park coming in now. That's big time.
Oh boy.
That Matt, I just saw this on Reddit, a subreddit called Ask Reddit. This is from a guy named Slim P. He asked the question. Jub, you'll like this too. What if Earth is like one of those uncontacted tribes in South America? Like, the whole galaxy knows we're here, but they've agreed not to contact us until we figure it out ourselves.
Yeah, that's possible. It's possible.
What do you think?
I don't even have an answer, so Doug.
I hope that's not the case, but I mean, I could see why that would be for people that. Well, I mean, we're not violent towards anybody. The reason we don't contact those tribes
except
is
each other,
Guinea, yeah. Because they're like horrifically violent. They're like,
yeah,
cut your
they
head
killed
off.
That photographer. They
yeah, they shot
arrows. Shot him with arrows and then tore his body apart.
We haven't done that to aliens.
I don't think. No.
This guy says that the Nightfire, he says, I mean, we could always just be cosmic ants. How often you got into your garden and try to communicate with the bugs?
Yeah. Well, there's a chance we could be cast offs from all the planets that have failed across the galaxy. Really good chance that we've got a lot of defective people here on the planet, self included. But yeah, I do you believe in the panspermia theory, Jub, of like the parts of things that live here on our planet came from
like
different
a collection
parts
of different
yeah
places.
Like either an asteroid, meteor, crap. I mean, I think that's very, very feasible.
I think it could happen. I don't know.
Necessarily think we are, but
like jellyfish.
Yeah, like I mean.
Like an
ascent. Yeah, some you know how they're always discovering new species. I mean, I think stuff
I
came from above for sure.
I would
sure.
be more of the ant theory than the uncontacted tribe of whatever those places are.
We just might be the dumbest planet on Earth. I think we got that locked up.
If not, we're well on our way.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Sadly.
It is. It is real sad.
What else you got there, fella?
Man, some of these questions are really, really just very bright questions that people ask. How would you feel about a law that requires people over the age of 70 to pass a specialized driving test in order to continue driving?
I've said that.
I think that's absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I've said that before. I think you should have to get a license. 1,000%. I think you should have to get a license sometimes, no matter what,
like
every year.
Every 10 yeah. years or whatever.
Some of the people from Ohio, I mean, I pick on Ohio a lot, but they don't use their turn signals. They don't, I mean, their cars are falling apart a lot of the time. I mean, it's a nightmare
it's
out
bad.
There. They, Pennsylvania's not much better, though.
Oh, no.
They're not PA much better. They have an arrogance about them. I mean, no, I don't know who the hell they think they are.
100%.
It's one thing I'll say about West Virginia. Like, I think our drivers overall aren't terrible.
No, absolutely. When I go up to Pittsburgh, every single dickhead driver has got a PA license plate. And then when you go over across the river, that's a whole different. It's not even that they're bad drivers.
That 376 is just filled with asshole after asshole.
Say just texted and said to one of our to our home group, which is me, Cooley. When we used to live in a house at West Slib, he texted his group and said, a guy on an MLB show, I'm not sure what show it was, his bold prediction was the Pirates making the playoffs.
I don't think that's a bold. I don't think that's like crazy bold. We're a game and a half back of the wild card
right now. Who made that?
I don't know. He just said, a guy.
Somebody on a show.
Oh, okay. I thought you said
Yeah. I mean, it's not impossible.
No, it's not.
Not with the way that the National
League's
not loaded.
So bad. But
they got to make some moves here. They got to do something.
Definitely. We'll see. But Skeen's starting the All-Star game tonight, which will be really cool. That's
hey, Matt, that year when we were talking yesterday on the radio, because we a lot of talk about Skeen's being a starting pitcher, and you compared it to if he could strike out the
Pedro
side of
Martinez.
Did Pedro get MVP that year?
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. I actually talked about it today.
Yeah.
Okay.
He struck out the first five hitters of the game. He pitched the second inning.
Oh,
and so
okay.
He got six outs, five by strikeout, struck out the side in the first inning, and then got MVP. And he struck out, who were the guys?
Bagwell,
McGuire, Sosa, Larry Walker, and
I can't remember.
Somebody else
was
really
like 5,000 career home runs.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, it was another badass that led off the game.
Did he pitch to a sixth guy?
Yeah, he got all out. Six outs, but he didn't get
okay.
that one by strikeout.
But the first five,
he struck them all.
What's your
was awesome. That was in Fenway Park.
What's your prediction for Skeens tonight, starting the game? You think he goes 1-2-3? I think he's gonna go. I think he's gonna go 1-2-3. He'll I don't know if he'll strike out Kwan. Kwan can put the ball in play. I think he'll strike. He'll get Kwan to pop up. He will get. Soto. He'll strike out Soto.
Is Kwan left-handed?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I believe he is, yeah.
What was the lineup again? Kwan, Soto.
Kwan, Soto, and Gunner. Oh, no, Gunner. Kwan, Gunner.
Gunner, just and then Gunner. Soto.
So he's got two lefties to start off.
I think he'll
get three lefties. Yeah.
Yeah, three lefties. I think he'll get Kwan to pop up. Gunner, he'll strike out Gunner and strike out Soto. That's why
I say
my prediction.
I say Kwan grounds out. We'll say 4-3 on in your scorebook.
Okay.
We'll go 4-3 on that one. Then I think he'll probably strike Henderson out, and then I think I'm going to say that Soto is going to line out to right field.
Okay.
So I think all the things will be pulled, but it'll go 1-2-3 with a K.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he'll just keep it at momentum from this whole rookie phenom thing. I don't want to say he's going to strike out all three, but I think he'll retire the side in order.
How high you think he hits the gun? Because he can get like,
he said
let it loose.
Because they asked him. I said, "How hard are you going to throw?" He said, "I'm going to throw 100." So
I expect that. I was hoping he could hit 102 or something.
Do they bet that? Can you bet that anywhere?
I'm not sure. I think some places offshore you can, but I think
that there's going to be a buzz in the air when he takes the.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The way he's pitching, he's a likable guy, and people. I mean, he's a household name probably now, and at least in as far as baseball goes. And I think there'll be that Texas crowd of people.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Tom, what do you think over there?
Yeah, what's Paul going to do?
He'll give up 3 home runs and get taken out.
Jesus.
No.
He doesn't record an out. Jeez, boy, that'd be
no,
good.
What's Barbara say?
Barbara.
She's interested in everything tonight. Speaking of money, I know I'm not the moderator here, but this question just popped up. Said, and Matt, I think you might like this. Would you watch a show where a billionaire CEO has to go an entire month on their lowest paid employee's salary without access to any other resources than of that employee? What do you think would happen? Would you watch that show?
It's basically a reality.
So it'd be
show.
Like Jeff Bezos is taking the salary of some like
a delivery driver.
No, it'd be worse than that.
Janitor?
It'd be some foreign country like
factory worker right.
And he has to live off that salary with no other resources other than that employee.
I mean, maybe I'd be more inclined to watch that than any other reality show, but didn't they have something that was similar to that,
like Undercover Boss?
Yeah, kind of,
which
they never really flipped roles.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like that's out of a movie. Maybe I might give it a watch. Maybe
Chris,
I'll pass.
because I don't like reality TV at all.
Okay.
No, I don't either.
And I got one more question here for us. We're kind of getting close up on time here. Last one. This is from a guy from Roblox Nerd on Reddit. He says, you go to sleep on the 31st of December 2020. So, never mind. And wake up the next day. But when you check your phone, it says January 1st, 2020. After the first couple of days, you realize it's just like Groundhog Day. What do you do with the information you have about 2020? So you went to bed at the end of the year, and you wake up, and it's the beginning. So you basically like...
So I'm reliving 2020?
So you're reliving 2020.
Jeez,
but
what
you're
a
the,
year to pick.
So yeah, you're the
what
only,
a fucking
but,
year to pick.
But you're the only guy that knows.
Oh,
you're
I,
the
I,
only
I,
guy
I
that
would
knows.
Be so fucking excited.
I would
I'd
be too.
So
I know
excited.
Exactly what I would do.
Would you tell anybody?
I'd tell everybody don't get the fucking vaccine.
I would... I'd
if it wasn't
say,
too late, that'd be a great.
You
device.
Could turn into like that. What's the one lady that's blind?
Bobby Yaga.
Baba Yaga, something with whatever name is.
What's
but
she have to do with anything?
She's like a prophet, and we talk about her on the radio.
Baba
you could
some with an M.
You
Baba.
Could go stand in like some Times Square and go
Baba Vanga.
Yeah, Baba Vanga.
A great plague shall come upon us, and then it happens, and you could be.
She was blind.
Revered as some. But I honestly probably wouldn't do anything. I would just get ready to, I would do nothing. I'd just enjoy.
They, you probably think you were like a fucking witch if like you went out like if you said, hey, we're about to get hit with a horrible pandemic.
So what you're saying is then you're kind of. You just want to sit back and watch everybody react to something you had already lived.
Yeah, because I already know what's going to happen.
And that
I would probably fine. I'd probably brief like my family, you guys, be like, all right, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be. This is what's going to happen here and here and here. On such date, the world is going to stop. So you better get prepared. If you need to get shit, if you need to do something, do it now. And then you have basically however many months off of doing whatever you need to
do. Does everything else remain the same in your life? Like, say I bought a video game, and is it there? I bought it. And all the newspapers that I had are magazines. Because that would be a whole key to me, because immediately I'm going from a gambling aspect and I'm trying to recreate things in my mind or things that I had around my house that could tell me which team won these games. I mean, there's a ticket to millions of dollars.
How much, percentage-wise, how much do you think you could recall as far as who won what?
I could get the big game, like the Super Bowl and things like that. I could definitely get that stuff. And then, like, horse racing, there's some races that I would remember. But I would want to go back and if I had my notes and my programs and all the things I had, then I'm fucking golden.
Yeah, if you had everything, you'd be unbelievable. All right, let's just say you don't have everything. Let's say
memories.
You wake
just
up
memories.
And you're reset back to the first day.
But you only have the memories.
You only have your head.
Okay, so I could still do okay.
Yeah, I think I think so. I don't know.
But that's the avenue that I'd be going.
I think I'd agree with you, Jubb, that I would just tell my friends and family that, like, hey, this is going to be fucking crazy.
Here's the motto, then. Next time the Powerball gets high, even though you don't win, remember the numbers.
Remember the numbers.
Oh, yeah. So
you
this
could
is
just
this,
write down all the
every day,
numbers.
Yeah, just and learn it every time. And people are like, and you never know. And that you might wake up and get to do the year over.
Oh, yeah, and somebody comes into your room. Like, what the fuck are these numbers? Why are you writing these down? You
look like an insane. It's all over the walls. It's
like, you're putting tallies
on the
wall.
You only knew. Some days I'll change the world.
Do you guys remember where you were when, and I think we've talked about this before, you guys remember where you were when, like, kind of shit went, like...
Oh, yeah.
I remember video where I was when the NBA...
When Rudy Gobert...
I remember.
Got shut down. Yeah, we were sitting... We were up at West Lib in our house, and we were playing video games, and we got the thing that Rudy Gobert touched all his mics, and then he was...
Granted, a lot of people died, and I feel terrible, and death in a large scale is not great. But if the illness was your organs turned to blood and you're
like Ebola or something,
like you bleed out of your eyeballs, like then I guess I could see what the fear would be about. And I obviously, again, people died and it passed away, which is sad, and I like some people that passed away to related things, but I think that and maybe the whole quarantine thing did stave it all. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything about biology.
Neither
anything,
were the people that told us anything. They didn't know shit.
But that, Fauci. To me, it pandemic-wise, if you heard, Chris, if before this happened, if you heard there's going to be a worldwide pandemic, what would you think about, what would you think was going to happen?
I don't know. I just would have the fear of the unknown. I mean, I wouldn't know.
But you would think it was going to be like you contract it, you're dead.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Like the plague, like you
right,
get it.
Like Ebola, the plague, then, literally then the like the Black ended. Death.
I will say,
I'd go into a panic.
I did get my, I think the second shot, and it fucked me up. It was, I was miserable. I was sleeping in my in West Liberty still, and I was in my bed shaking like a leaf because I got that second one, and it ruined me for.
I still
like
got my fucking vaccine
hours.
Card.
I still have mine.
Yeah.
I should just throw this fucking thing away. I don't know if I did.
Yeah, it's fucked up that you had to show that to go places.
Yes.
Yet they don't make people show anything to fucking vote.
Yeah, we had to
do that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Also,
what the fuck? Talk about a dumb planet.
We
dumb fucking country.
Yeah.
We
had to show that on vacation.
Yeah, when we went to
Antigua.
Fucking outrageous. Yeah. Absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, I remember that. Because I remember I got it laminated. I think Dad laminated them, and you're not supposed to do that because like they were like supposed to write on it or some shit. But that never happened.
I will say
now.
Though, there are things that change, like workplace environments and stuff like that, and maybe like
no, that was a change for the better. I agree. Meetings, I don't have to go to in person anymore. Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
There was a time when we were in that mid COVID where I thought the world was never going to go back to the way that it was, and now it's like it never even happened. It's like we just moved on.
Well, don't you guys think it's fucking ridiculous that we had to have tests to determine if you had the fucking thing? How could that be a deadly disease?
Yeah,
if you had it, you're gonna die.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
you literally didn't know.
Death and Spanish flu survival rates were like less than 2%.
What if you're like Typhoid Mary and you're a healthy carrier and then you spread it?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
And then the guy next to you just explodes. And yeah, he melts.
And there's still people that'll go and they get a little sick. Don't go and get tested for COVID.
What good does it do? I never got tested one time, and I probably had COVID, I'm going to guess, yes, a dozen times. I know I had long COVID. It was nothing. I had some night sweats. My head was a little stuffy. Like, I mean, I was fine. Like, I mean, I think one time I had something, and it was like, I felt like I had a little bit of something in my lungs, I had no pre-existing conditions. That's what killed the majority of these people. They were fat bastards, diabetes, all these fucking problems. That's what killed them. All the foods we eat is what kills you. And here
that
we
was
are.
Just the knife
Let's just
in the
blame
coffin,
the
dude.
People. And then I was never vaccinated, and I'm proud that I wasn't. And that's fine. Anybody could choose what they want to do. But I was told I was a killer. I was told I was a murderer. Yeah. I had friends and family members tell me that I was completely crazy for not getting it. And, I mean, nobody's ever apologized to me, and I don't want that. But come on.
You're
like,
still here.
People were told – we were told bad things. Like, it was not right. What they did to everybody, it was not okay.
You were going
to
I have ear infections die. All the time. Like, I have one right now.
Probably from that.
But
probably from the fucking vaccine, Job. Don't discredit.
But I've struggled my whole life. But my point was these are a whole lot worse than COVID. Like my ear infections suck way more than that.
Yeah, like you said, people died from the circumstances, but a lot of it was pre-existing. A lot of it. It was basically a bad cold.
How about though? Too then they wouldn't let fucking people go in and see their
their dying family members.
I've
terrible. Those governors, they ought to be face war crimes. Yeah. They should be tried and put in prison.
And Kim had knee surgery. I think I could be wrong on this, but Aunt Kim had knee surgery, and I wasn't allowed into the building. Only my dad could go in with her because he was like the primary person that was with her. But I wasn't allowed to come in.
Can't believe that was a real, thing that we lived through.
I can't
through.
Either. And I will say,
like, it doesn't even seem real.
No, and it wasn't
was great though.
And Trump was in an awful position. Anybody in leadership would have been because they didn't know what to do. They didn't. Right. They're listening to these people that are so-called experts. But man, in hindsight, he didn't want to shut anything down, and he knows that he shouldn't have. Because it proved to be a mistake. It was a definite mistake. And, you know, you can only trust the people that you have in the spots. Yep. But Fauci got rich off of the rest of us fucking suffering.
Yep.
And it's wrong.
Yep.
So. And that motherfucker deserves to go to prison. He deserves the very, very worst outcome that you could have.
The
nation.
I am going to agree with you 100%. I hope the fuck.
Shameful.
It's awful.
He should be tried for it.
Pharmaceutical companies. Oh.
He killed. Yeah, well, and then he got rich with them because he colluded with them. It's awful.
Remember that? Then didn't we
very upsetting.
In West Virginia? I know at least in our state we had those color coded maps. Like if
we would. And then Jim Justice mishandled it too. He was another one out there telling you you're going to kill people by not getting that vaccine. Fuck him. I'll never vote for that guy now again.
Yeah, what was it? Yellow was like moderate,
orange
or something,
and
then red. You were
it's like snow.
Yeah, if you were closed
it's
or not.
Dumb. It's
but
so fucking dumb.
Yeah,
a lot of people have died from mysterious circumstances after they got that shit.
We're still here, and we're still kicking.
knock on wood.
Yeah, right. Knock on wood. Everybody, be safe out there. But I think that'll do us.
Yep.
Do it for it here on episode 117 of the Pine Room Podcast. Hope you enjoyed listening. Go check out the Brownie House. YesBrownies.com. Use code PINEROOM for 20% off of your order. We actually just ordered a bunch. I know Chris ordered some. Matt ordered some.
Yeah.
Coach ordered some. I had one last night.
I might send a care package to President Trump.
Yes, Trump. Yes, Trump needs it. He deserves a brownie.
They'll probably inspect it thoroughly, though.
They probably just say, we're
after,
throwing this
after
out.
After Saturday.
They can't,
yeah,
but they can't resist Brownie House brownies.
No,
come
can't.
On.
Who could?
They're perfect. Code PINEROOM again. I don't think we have anything else coming up.
That goofball soup.
He didn't use code
PINEROOM.
He's the guy that brokered the deal and everything and he forgot about it.
Idiot. Don't be like Soup and forget to use code PINEROOM. You get 20% off. But hope you enjoyed listening. We love you all. Have a good night. Bye.
See ya. Go Skeens.
Yes.